This morning, residents of Molokai will be offered drive-through COVID-19 testing. The group behind the effort is Premier Medical, the same group that's been holding events here on Oahu and the Big Island. We caught up with Dr. Scott Moskovich at the Kaka'ako Waterfront Park Sunday, where more than 1,000 people were screened and 301 were tested for COVID-19.
I characterize our worried well in a couple groups. The one I feel for the most are the people that I'm getting, 40, 50, 60-year-olds that say, I have my mom or father or both living in the home who are 70, 80, 90, and they're just worried because everybody knows that they are very much at risk. So they come in asymptomatic thinking, please just assure me that I am not going to spread it to mom. And we just try to reassure them and tell them what to do and try to isolate. Then the other worried well are people just getting off the plane from somewhere, and they know they're coming from highly endemic areas, and they are just really freaked out by the concept. But, you know, we let them know that asymptomatic doesn't help, don't screen, and that they go to a high-risk group. If we're very aggressive, if you're flying off the plane from New York and you are having respiratory symptoms, even without fever, we're swabbing you because we're finding a lot of those are positive.
You talked about a blood test that you folks are piloting.
We are basically doing a pilot, and the results will help us to decide whether we're going to try to expand this. I'll probably hold off and wait till we get more information, but it's a 10-minute test that's very specific, but it has to be used at a specific time in the course of the disease. It's an antibody test. I can tell the public that there are going to be options just coming up everywhere, and we want to make sure that everybody knows any of these trials, you're still getting the gold standard, which is that nasopharyngeal swab, and until that is available, none of this means anything until it's validated at a broad scale across the world.
Okay, and then are you finding that the telemedicine efforts are helping?
Boy, you just caught our team talking about that, because we are one of the only ones that are doing this in person. I think one of the things, and we're working on this with the Lieutenant Governor, is there's still so many broad feelings of what you screen for, who's qualified. We're seeing a lot of people sent in of just trying to kind of make the people feel more comfortable. Oh, get screened, and that's not where we are. So I think a lot of it is helping, but I think there is a significant portion that's not necessarily exactly what we need at this time.
Okay. And then as far as the results from today, when will you know what's happening?
Well, I will give you a perfect example. All these testing today are falling under my name because we have a process, which I guess we could show you here. And as soon as we finish our interview, within the past 30 minutes, I got two positives that were sent to me and called into me. They're all called into me immediately upon availability. They'll text me over the names. As you see, sitting on my lap is my medical record with a hotspot. And I'll be calling two positives from Kaka'ako. Right now, I believe that is our 9th and 10th positive from last week's screening at Kaka'ako. And I think yesterday, of all the positives, our group had about a third of all of them come to me.
And then what about yesterday at Waipio?
Waipio went really, really well. Same thing, very appropriate people, not as many worried well. A lot of people, I'd say about two-thirds are just off the plane. And they had very valid complaints of very valid symptomatology. And I got a science side of my head, and so of those 299 we screened yesterday, my median estimate is we're going to have 15 positives, and it could be higher than that.
Will there be more of these, that you think?
Well, I think we're already for sure knowing we want to do next week, and then I think we do an assessment, because with the amount of testing we're starting to do, we do believe we're going to start finding our clusters, and then you're going to do more focused and more direct testing. I will tell the listeners, I'm taking a team over to Molokai on Tuesday because they've been untested and uncovered. I'm taking a team down to the docks because those have been deemed essential workers, and we can't find one or two people going in and infecting a whole group because that's where our food comes from and our supplies. So there's a lot of very well-thought people that are up at the general's level and lieutenant governor's level, where there's a lot of strategy that's well in advance thinking that we need. So public should feel safe.
That was Scott Miskovich of Premier Medical talking to us at a drive-through testing event in Kaka'ako this weekend.